in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country, leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Listowel, Ontario singer-songwriter Johnny Borton is about to release a children's album entitled Just Kidding Around. $1 from every album sale will be donated to Canadian Feed the Children. Johnny also takes his music and positive messages to schools to teach kids about respect, no bullying, and no violence. Johnny is a self-taught piano player who also performs 50s and 60s and country music and has toured Canada and Europe. It's my pleasure to welcome Johnny Borton to the show. Hi, Johnny.
Hi, Dave. How are you tonight?
Hey, I am doing terrific. So great to talk with you. I've had a
Thank
chance
you.
To listen to a couple of the songs on the album, and they're a lot of fun, a lot of energy, and the kids must love hearing this music. It not only gives them a good message, but they have fun doing it.
Well, first of all, when I do the children's shows, it's important to get them activated with me first, to get them interacting with me, so we have a bit of fun. And I don't really send too many messages out in the first couple of songs. We just get to know each other.
Right. And that's a great approach. How long have you been going to the schools? I know you've been with music for a long time, but how long have you been taking your message to schools and passing that along?
I started in 2006, right after the release of my album and my when I got back from Europe. I toured in Europe for the summer in 2006,
yep.
And when I got back, I was approached by Shelley Blackmore. She was the principal for Wallace Public School, and she asked me to come to the school and share my message. And the first show was fantastic. The kids were responsive. My message got out there, and I had a blast. It was fantastic.
All right. That sounds great. And what kind of response at that first show did you have from the kids? Obviously, looking out and seeing the effect the music had, probably they were dancing around as well before you got to talking about your message.
It was overwhelming, absolutely. The kids at the first, I was really nervous when I did my first show. I had no idea how they were going to respond to what I had to offer. But a very good friend of mine, Greg Deckert, he had the best advice for me. He said, Johnny, you just go in there and be yourself. And so that's what I did. I went in and I was myself, and the kids responded great. I did a Q&A at the end of the first session, and some of the questions were, I wasn't expecting, what's your favorite song? What inspired
right.
you to play music? Why are you here? And then one said, can I have your autograph? And I go, okay. Then they were lined up from me to the back of the room. It was fantastic. It was just... It was great. But the message that I was sending at the time about the no bullying, no violence in the schools, it's in the middle of my show. So the kids aren't expecting it. So when I sent that
right.
message out, when I see the kids on the street, they're going, hey, that's the guy that played our school. And so I the first thing I asked them was, what did you get out of my show? And they remember it because in the middle of my show, Dave, when I do the no bullying, they're not ready for that. They're
right.
not expecting anything like that at all. What they're expecting is a guy up there and we're doing rhythm and beat and singing and dancing and hula hoops and balls and bubbles and interaction with all the kids because it starts with JK to grade 3 and then it moves to grade 4 to grade 6. So...
Okay.
There's different sets of kids, and the message has to be the same, and it's sent through the music, and I stop and do a no bullying, no violence. And they remember it because it's spontaneous and off the wall.
It's a great way to wrap up a message, isn't it, having music be sort of the center of it?
Absolutely. The sending the message through music, the kids love music. Everybody loves music. And it's real important to me that that gets done. So I think the kids just enjoy it.
Yeah.
They're not expecting that message that I'm sending. They're waiting for, okay, what's the next song or what's the next move?
Right. Now, you're a songwriter yourself. On the album, are these songs that you wrote yourself?
Three songs I wrote myself. Five songs I rewrote. One song is called Walk Around the Block, and I called it Walk Around the Block, not Rock Around the Clock.
Right.
Okay, but it's a great thing for the kids, and it's marching and exercise and numbers, and yeah, it's fantastic. And that song, that particular song, no, it's okay. That particular song was where I started with rewriting different songs, because when I went to the schools and doing the music, I thought, what better way could I get across a message with songs that the kids already know?
Right.
They already know. The parents already know. So the twist, Rock Around the Clock, thinking, okay, and Rockin' Robin, Dale, the songs that everybody knows. So I just changed the words and rock it up a bit.
That's great. So they're also getting not only the message, but there's some, aerobics going on, some messages about exercise and good eating.
Yes, that's right. And positive messages and consequences for your actions. So there's a message in one of my songs, the Dewworm song. I'm picking dewworms for fishing, you know, so I can go fishing with my dad. But there's one line I put one down my sister's pants. My dad found out, gave me a glance. Now everybody's laughing because they think that's funny.
Right.
But now I've blown my fishing chance. So there was a consequence for the action. And it's important that gets out there because it's true. There's a consequence for your action. So, yeah, we played a prank on my sister, but now we can't go fishing. So there's a consequence for your action.
This is so great because, you know, kids need to learn so many things in school, all the obvious things, but what you're teaching them are really life lessons.
That's right. And another song that I wrote, What's All Out There, I believe you'll be playing that later.
Yep, for sure.
I'm not really sure. Okay, that's a song that I wrote when I was in Europe. I had some time to spend, you know, with other kids from different countries, and I'm what's all out there? And so now, if you listen, you have to listen to the song to really explain the message. So
we're going to get to that one, and our listeners can hear what that's all about.
I'm
speaking with Johnny Borden. The brand-new album coming out shortly is called Just Kidding Around. Now, Johnny, when you're performing with the kids' show, I understand the name you go by. Is it Johnny Bop?
Yes, it's Johnny Bop. They gave me that name in Hanover. I was playing at Canada Day five or six years ago, and they said, what are we going to call you? Johnny Bop Borden. sure, why not? Why, I wasn't going to argue with him. It sounded fine, and that's what it's been ever since. So that was the entertainment committee at the Hanover Canada Day.
Oh, great.
That's where it stemmed from.
That's where it starts, and it's a fun name. How long, Johnny, from the initial idea of doing this album to its completion, how long a process was that?
Oh, my. It's been in the works for at least five years. I really didn't want to do an album. I thought, well, I'll just do the songs, and then when I want to play the school system. I want to tour across Canada, and I thought, what better way to do it would be with an album? So, okay, let's do the album. Now, like I said, I wrote three songs myself, and then I rewrote other songs because it's the message that I take to the schools. That I play these songs in the school, so I really wasn't considering writing all my own songs. I thought, okay, this is what I take to the schools. Why not put on an album what I take? So then when I go to the schools now, I have something in my hand to give them. This is what I'm about.
That's a great idea. And then when they have the album in the schools, when you come to visit, they'll know the songs because they've been able to listen to the album. Yeah,
it's not quite a surprise anymore.
Exactly.
Whereas that's what it was. There was an element of surprise, Dave.
Exactly.
So now they have an idea what I'm all about.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great promotional tool as well to tie in. Now, we're going to turn, Johnny, to one of the songs now to give people a sneak preview of the album. This song, the first one I chose is Hip, Shake, and Wiggle, and it's a fun rockin' tune. Tell us about this one.
Well, I have three grandchildren, and she's always wiggling and carrying on, and I'm thinking, wiggle, wiggle. And then, of course, the band, the Wiggles, and I'm, Hip, it just came. Hip, shake, wiggle.
Right.
Okay, let's do it. And it's about counting because you have to count. Let's march. You have to march. One, two, three, four. So the kids are counting, clapping, rhythm, beat. You've got your feet going, your hands going, and different movements. And my four-year-old granddaughter is doing every move. She only heard the song once or twice, and she was doing everything. So that's it in a nutshell.
That's perfect. Well, let's share it now. And I know our listeners at home are going to be moving around to this because it's extremely catchy. This is Johnny Bob Borden and Hip, Shake, and Wiggle.
Shake your hip to the left. Shake your hip to the right. Shake them from side to side. Shake it with all your might. It's called the Hip, Shake, Wiggle. It's called the Hip, Shake, and Wiggle. Put your hands on your hips.
Put your hands on your hips.
And shrug your shoulders to your ears.
Shrug your shoulders to your ears.
Put your hands on your hips.
Put your hands on your hips.
And shrug your shoulders to your ears.
Shrug your shoulders to your ears.
It's called the Hip, Shake, Wiggle. It's called the Hip, Shake, and Wiggle. Now put your hands in the air. Shake them all about. Down by your side.
Shake your left side out, shake your right side out.
Shake your left side out, shake your right side out. Put everything together and shake it all out.
It's all the hip, shake and wiggle. Hip, shake and wiggle.
Count to four.
One, two, three, four.
Let's all clap your hands.
One, two, three, four.
Wanna see you stomp your feet.
One, two, three, four.
March around in a circle.
One, two, three, four.
Let's all count to four.
One, two, three, four.
Let's all clap your hands.
One, two, three, four.
I wanna see you stomp your feet.
One, two, three, four.
March around in a circle. It's from a hip shake.
And that is Johnny Bob Borden, also known as Johnny Borden, and a great song from his brand new album. The album's called Just Kidding Around, and that is Hip, Shake, and Wiggle. Fun song, Johnny.
It's great. You should see the kids do that song. It's a lot of fun. And my granddaughter was the inspiration for that song. So.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. It's terrific. The website is johnnyborden.com, which just went live, I think, today, and I had a chance to check it out. It looks great. Great place for people to touch base to learn about the different kind of music you do, right?
That's right. My son Jonathan did that for me, and he finished it last night, and he emailed me, and I got it up today. So, yeah, it's working, and everything's there. Plus, there's links to my favorite site. There's another link there to my friend Joe Brett, who did a video. And it'd be more than interesting to check that out.
Nice. Once again, johnnyborden.com. And $1 from every sale of the new album is you're donating it to Canadian Feed the Children.
That's correct. My sponsor for the album, Steve Cuneo, suggested that charity. That's his charity. So he sponsored my album, so I asked him what he wanted me to do, and he told me that that would be his charity. So I said, fine, then $1 from every album will be donated to Canadian Feed the Children, which I have no problem with whatsoever. I think that's a fantastic charity.
That's awesome. Now, when you're at the schools, Johnny, do some of the kids come up to you and maybe share with you stories that they've been bullied themselves and the effect it's had on them?
That is a very, very touchy subject. And when I tell them that when I was bullied when I was a child, I say it's okay to open up. And yes, I have had a few of them come up. And I try to take them aside so they're not centered out, because when I do my Q&A at the end of each show, it's important that they don't come up to me and are faced with all the other children.
Right.
So I make sure that they come to me privately so they're not centered out, because that's important as well. We don't want that.
Exactly, because as you said, it's a sensitive subject and probably something they should just share with you on their own, and probably helps them to tell someone else.
Well, it's okay to open up, and I want to make sure that they get that message. Sometimes telling their parents or peers or their teachers just isn't in their vocabulary. They're not ready for that yet. Whereas someone like me that has been through that situation, it's much easier for them to open up to me. Plus, I can tell, as soon as I mention the word bullying and who has been bullied and who is a bully, what are the signs? And as soon as I mention that, you can see the shoulders and the eyes, and they tell everything. If I had a video camera behind me, Dave, 100% guaranteed I could tell every child that's being bullied and every child that is a bullier. Guaranteed.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Because they're not ready for that, Dave. When I say that in the middle of my show, they're like, okay, what's he doing now? When you do a lecture on no bullying in the schools and violence, they're all sitting there. They're ready for it.
Whereas
that's
right.
When it comes from me as a musician, the message is okay. What's going on here? And you can see and yes, the response is phenomenal. And I have one goal, and my goal is, Dave, to stop one child from being bullied, one child from bullying, and one to become an inspired musician. So if I play 100 shows and I touch 3 kids a show, that's 300 children from one person. That's my goal.
That's amazing. And like you say, you've got those 3, and then that spreads a ripple effect as well from there.
Absolutely, it does.
Yeah. That's amazing to inspire those kids. And so a component of your show, as I was reading on your site, is to talk about songs and songwriting and just the whole aspect of music, isn't it?
What I do is I tell them how I start writing a song, where I got it from, where I got the idea from, how I put it down on paper, how I record it. Then I take it to the studio, and if I think that someone else should sing it, then I get an opinion from the producer, and we get a female in to sing it, or another male to sing it, or someone who sings it like it should be sung. And then I show them how I learn a song, the same aspect. If I'm listening to a song, I'll stop and say, okay, what do you think of this? Is that the right beat? No. And then I'll have my drum machine going, then I'll get the kids up and play the piano with me. And so it's teaching them how I write a song. They don't have to necessarily do the same thing I do. It's just giving them another way. And then I take it right from scratch, right to the finished product. And how it's done. And I let them
That's
listen
great.
To it. And I let them listen to it as well. I let them listen to the process. Right, where it came from. When I wrote the song Open Up Your Eyes, it's another song. It has nothing to do with the children at all. But it's a song that I wrote and thought that it would be a Janis Joplin song or somebody with that voice.
Sure.
So I had a lady, her name was Terry Crawford, and she sang it. And so I went to the studio, played the piano, recorded it. She came, sang the song. And I'm telling the children this as I'm doing this, as it's going along.
Wow.
Then I stop and say, okay, what do you think of that? And then I go, okay, well, here's me doing it. This is how I do this song. So now we've gone from writing a song to having someone else sing the song, going back to me singing the song. So it's they're going, okay, well, this is really cool because this is what can be done with this song.
That is really
inspiring.
Cool because, yeah, exactly. So many people know songs, they know the end result, but to see the steps along the way, the kids probably are hearing this and seeing it for the first time.
And as well as listening to a song, let's take a song, a good country rock song, like country
yeah.
music. The kids, even if they're into rap or heavy rock or whatever they're into, I take a song like 6 Days on the Road. I mean, Dave
nice.
Dudley wrote the song, right?
Yep.
But the Roadhammers redid the song. So I take the original version and the Roadhammers version, and I let them listen to it. And they're going, okay. And then I start doing a riff on the piano, and they're looking at me, and you can see all their eyes going, and I go, okay, is that the right beat? Yep, that's the right beat. Then I start to sing it right from the song on the CD. I let them listen to the song on the CD, the original, then the
yep.
Roadhammers, and then I say, okay, I want the beat. What do you think? Is this the right beat? Yes, yes, yes. Okay, here we go. And then I start to sing and play it. And then that's how I learn a song, because I can't read music. So I let
okay.
the children know that that's how you can do. And I also tell them that you can do it with a violin, an accordion, a mouth organ. It doesn't matter what it is.
That,
they
that's
can
awesome.
Do the same thing.
That is so cool, Johnny. Let's turn just to do with a time frame here. We want to get the song in and come
sure.
back and talk a little bit. The song, What's All Out There? And you touched on it a bit before, but can you give us a little story behind this, and then we'll spin it for our listeners.
Absolutely. I wrote the song over in Austria, What's All Out There? You have to listen to the song. If I give you the answers to the song before you hear the song, then it's going to spoil it. So I'll
sure.
let you listen to the song. You judge the song, and you'll see why I wrote it. You listen to the words, and you'll know why.
Perfect. We'll do that, and then we'll come back and talk a bit more.
Sure.
This is Johnny Bob Borden from his brand new CD, Just Kidding Around, and the song is What's All Out There.
What's all out there for you and me? It's a great big world, just wait and see. Take your friend by the hand, skip 1, 2, 3. What's all out there for you and me? Let's see what's out there for you and me. Underneath the shade of a big old tree, a swing and sandbox for you and I. We'll make a castle, swing real high. What's all out there for you and me? It's a great big world, just wait and see. Your friend by the hand, skip 1, 2, 3. What's all out there for you and me? Let's take a walk down by the creek. We'll take some worms, line a hook and a stick. We'll tie them all together, lickety split. Oh, looky there, we just caught a fish. What's all out there for you and me? It's a great big world, just wait and see. Take your friend by the hand, skip 1, 2, 3. What's all out there for you and me? Into the woods, we'll take a hike with mom and dad and some friends tonight. We'll make a campfire, sing some songs, roast marshmallows, and your friends can sing along. Oh, what's all out there for you and me? It's a great big world, just wait and see. Your friend by the hand, skip 1, 2, 3. What's all out there for you and me? Teachers and parents teach us how to share with other boys and girls that we all care. Turn around beside you and shake their hand. You made a new friend now. About the things that we just said. Get up in the morning, give a stretch and a yawn. We can do it all together at the break of dawn. What's all out there for you and me? It's a great big world, just wait and see. Take your friend by the hand, skip 1, 2, 3. What's all out there for you and me? What's all out there for you and me? It's a great big world, just wait and see. Take your friend by the hand, skip 1, 2, 3. What's all out there for you and me?
John. Johnny Bob Borden and a great song called What's All Out There. And Johnny is joining us on the line from Listowel. So a great song there again, Johnny.
Thank you very much. That was a lot of fun recording. You should have seen them all in the studio. Oh. I come out and they're all bouncing around, bopping up and down and going, no, no. They're thinking, no, no, this is the Barney song. No, it's not Barney. But it was a lot of fun. And what that told me was everyone in the studio at that time, there was maybe five or six, and it was done at the Swamp in Stratford. Jay Reel was the producer. And everyone, the age group, I would say, would be between 18 and 30, and they're all bopping around going, song, oh, well, here we go. This is it. Yeah.
Very cool. Now, most of the songs on the CD, are they all energetic like that? Do we get
absolutely
old ballads?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no. It's all upbeat.
Upbeat. Energy.
And my shows are all upbeat. In fact, the very first show that I did, Mrs. Blackmore from the school, she said, Johnny, you have to slow it down at the end, because she phoned me up and she says, Johnny, the kids were just absolutely wound like springs when you were done. So when I'm winding down my show, I do slow it down a little bit, because they're in an enclosed environment, Dave. In the
right.
School, they're in a closed environment, not outside. And there's
exactly.
No parents and no siblings. Everybody's there, and they're free to go. And I get them stretching, exercising at the start, and then it just stems from there. There's no rest, and it's definitely no ballads. And outside, you can't have that, because it's an open environment and it needs to be upbeat and short, because the attention span is very short.
Sure, sure. Yeah, exactly. And of course, as you just said, they're learning, they're having fun, they're stretching. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on.
Absolutely.
If people go to johnnyborden.com, I think there's a link there to get in touch with you if somebody is interested in having you at school.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Yes, there is.
Now, is that the place, your website, where listeners can also purchase the CD from once it's released?
No, right now the only place you can purchase the CD will be from me or Selinger's Music in Listowel.
Okay.
And that's exclusive right now.
Perfect.
Hopefully it's out on Thursday. I'm awaiting the phone call. It was supposed to be out today, but they told me the 26th, so.
So somebody
I'm
were
excited
to send you an
and
email.
Ready to go.
Somebody were to send you an email, they could get you to send them a copy that way, sort of
absolutely
through the mail.
Absolutely, no problem.
Perfect. Johnny, it's been such a pleasure here. The time has flown by. We've played a couple of
no
songs.
No kidding.
Yeah, isn't it? That's
yeah, I never
quickly.
Even got to explain. I was not prepared for this at all, but it's gone.
It's just, it's flown by. I'll just remind our listeners, the CD is Just Kidding Around. And if they head to johnnyborden.com, there's lots more information about you, and they can get in touch with you that way and learn even more. We didn't get a chance to touch on more of your background, but we covered all about the children's album. And it's been such a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Dave. Well, I want to make sure that my message gets out there. We want to stop the bullying and the violence in the schools. And I want to do that in my songs.
That is awesome, and you're doing a great job with it. I know you will continue to do that. Thanks
well,
again,
I'm hoping
Johnny.
So, Dave.
My guest today has been the great Johnny Bob Borden. Again, you can head to johnnyborden.com. I'm Dave Woods, and that wraps up today's show.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country.